With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, it's Mr. P here.
And the other Mr. P.
And we are the hosts of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast.
The educational podcast where you don't actually learn a thing.
No, instead we explore the weird, wonderful and downright hilarious things that happen in school from people actually doing the job. We reminisce on our own time at school, funny things we experience each day. And of course, we share your hilarious stories from the chalk face. So if you work in a school or just want a nostalgic trip down memory lane, sit up straight, fingers on lips, and get ready for the lesson.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, hello. Sorry it's been so long, we've been so busy.
It's just things going on at the moment, and it's just going now.
Yeah, that's
going. Oh, we're off.
It's all going. Let me get into the picture.
That's what they call a soft start.
That's a soft start
rather than a hard start, which is what I'm used to.
Oh, God, yeah.
I like a hard start, don't you?
Oh, I like a hard start. If I'm in a running race, you know.
Well, you are in a running race.
We're all in our own way. We're all in our own race. Stay in your own lane. Don't worry about that one.
I'm Olympic champion.
Tell them about that, because that was a misunderstanding, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was a misunderstanding. I was 100 metres the Olympic champion.
That's it.
From 1996 to 2012.
That's it.
It was clerical error.
That's it.
I was, because what would happen was all the people would turn up and run, you know, your Usain Bolts and Gatlin and all that, you know.
Steve Ovett,
all the big ones.
Yeah.
And because of my, because of the fact that I'm not allowed to travel because of my visa problems,
that's it.
I was banned from going to these places. So what would happen is they would do the Olympic running in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And then it was agreed that whenever after the Olympics is finished, people come round to my house and then we'd go in the back garden and we'd see who the real champion was. Right? And then I'd just beat everybody. I mean, it's not publicised. It's not something I like to publicise.
No, you're not a bragger.
I don't like to show off in it.
No.
But I'd be, from 96 to 2012, I'll beat everybody. Everybody.
It put me in the mind.
And I didn't get no money for it, neither.
No,
you know?
Nothing. But that's what the Olympics is. It's for amateurs,
Exactly. And that's why another reason I wouldn't go, because I said I'm professional.
Yeah.
And I'm sponsored by High Tech and a lot of the big corporations.
Yeah. Do you remember when the animal rights people got funny about setting
that.
The hair off?
Yes,
Walthamstow dogs.
They
used Margaret.
Yeah.
And all the dogs, all the greyhounds would be in their sharking blocks. There'd be all sorts of money in the gate. And I say, Margaret, we can't the dogs. So she go, oh no, I don't want to do it. I say, Margaret, it's a bit of handy money.
Yeah.
I'd put her in her shorts. And she'd then set the air running, which was her, of course.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it was a shock when I first saw that, you know.
Oh,
I'll be honest with you.
It was. What we do is I'd dangle a spider in front of her. She goes, Jesus, right. And she'd be off.
I thought, what the fuck is that? Because it's the biggest hair I've ever seen, you know.
The what? The
biggest hair I've ever seen.
Oh, she was in... I mean, she's a big old girl. She'd be running around there, all the bits all dangling all the day, all the fat going around. And then all the, you know, all them doing all the tic tac 42 old favourite. Come on in, golden boy, come on in. I can keep running, Margaret.
I saw her at Walthamstow. It was very unfortunate because the dog actually got her.
Didn't
it?
Past the line, you know, where they
tear the hair to pieces. That's afterwards, it. I must have taken about 3 chunks out of her before the stewards got to her.
All her shorts come off, all her bum's all coming out, the back of her shorts, all the bum's all coming out, very tight, but all her bottom, her bum and all her back.
Bits coming out of her bum.
Bits coming out of her bum.
Bits of her bum on the floor.
Yeah.
So the Premier Football's back. I mean, I know it's been going on a while, but we haven't been here. So while the Premier League has gone back, you know.
Well, that's right.
And I mean, I've been doing some calculations.
Go on.
On the back of a packet of Maltesers.
Yeah, I've
done all my calculations on.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get an handle on the Premiership and all the players and what's going on.
Yes.
Wanted to make some calculations.
Rightio.
I think I've done it, yeah. What's it, 90 minutes? 22 players plus substitutes, let's say 25 players plus manager and team.
And team.
So that's what's on the pitch there.
Right.
And also, over 90 minutes for the period, that's three-fourths a person. I say this. It's 24 players, 3 times 25. I can't do the math. It's roughly 160 farts that's going on during that game on the pitch alone. And that is not taking into consideration
the referee,
who does about 10 farts a game.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, or the crowd. And that's a big one. That's pushed it right up from last year when there was no crowds in.
The
whole place stinks.
Stinks to I am. Do you recall this weekend Spurs, Tottenham Hotspur, the first, what was it, zero...
Do me a favour. You're all on a high-protein diet. That's absolute nonsense.
I mean, don't tell me Daniel Levy is not in this. You know, he's up there shaking hands with the dignitaries.
He's drinking champagne for a start.
You
stand behind the goal. You stand behind the goal at Tottenham. And that keeper, I mean, he's there. I've seen him do it. He goes over to the left-hand post, and when you know he's, like, kicking his feet against the post, if you listen very carefully, you'll hear...
There's
going on throughout the whole game.
Tottenham Hotspur,
all the players.
Tottenham Hot Air.
And the amount of farts are going in the crowd as well.
Well, I mean, do you remember?
How many farts are going on?
Johnny Bull, think of a number.
Yeah.
He done some calculations, and you know, Professor Brian Cox, and as you know, I love Cox.
I know you do.
He on his programme, he and that boring one he does with Robin Ince on the radio, fucking boring science.
Really boring.
Oh my god, science.
Send you to sleep.
Oh, and now more. And it's like more school. Oh, fucking hell. Tell us a joke.
People think it's interesting, but it's not. I know they want to think that you want to tell you that it is interesting.
Well, it's not interesting.
But it is not interesting. It's not interesting.
Give me Davro.
Give me Davro.
Who's the other bloke who's saying it's a puppet?
Oh, yeah, Connolly.
Connolly, give me them any day. Johnny Connolly.
but Connolly.
Yeah, so no,
Bella,
I mean,
in Vogue.
Bella in, you know, that's what you want.
That's some, proper.
Some proper now, if you want to, if the, you yeah. get going back to the what the football.
No, yeah, go on, no,
no. What I was no, going to say, if you,
I
really,
I don't want to step on your toes no, or if, pull your pants down.
Don't pull my pants down. No. If you really want these scientists to, never mind putting some shit on the radio right. in the name of comedy that's quite honestly boring science.
It's boring, you know, yeah. It should be on. It should be on like BBC Four.
That's it. And anyone, any of you more intellectual,
or even on
one,
YouTube.
Yeah, or even or not bother.
Or not doing it. Or, put it in a book.
Or BBC for Schools and Colleges.
Yeah,
something
Open
really
University.
Open University.
Or Saturday morning at 6 a.m.
Any of you clever people will know the sort of thing we're talking about. What's it called? Four Monkey...
Infinite
Monkey Cage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any of those boring... science program.
Science. I've got no interest in science at all.
God,
as far as I'm
dull.
Concerned, we're here on the planet.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got here.
No,
I don't know
I don't
what we're doing, but
why
I don't give a shit.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know about that. And when it comes to ecology...
I'd rather not know, in fact.
I would rather...
If you like, give me the options, you want to know, like...
No.
What you're made of? I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
I know what I'm made of, mostly Big Macs. It's what I'm made of.
Well, I am now. I didn't start out that way.
You're four-fifths.
But it has become that way. Yeah. Four-fifths.
No, I don't four-fifths. Give a shit. Robin, if you're listening, Brian Cox, any of those people, it's deeply boring. Nah.
I don't give a shit about
no, I want to see Brian Connolly sitting on a chair that breaks. With his puppet or Dav right
doing
this.
That's progressive stuff, isn't it?
Now, what these people should
educational, it's educational, it's funny.
Yeah, yeah. When with these people, what they want to do is less of the comedy, solve the fucking fuel crisis.
Oh, I've been solving the fuel crisis.
How?
Well, like my calculator.
Yeah. And what have you come up with? How?
Well, nothing.
To be fair,
it's not easy to solve it. I've been trying to solve it. All I've been doing
is writing boobless and turning it upside down.
Boobless. I've been writing hello. in the numbers on it. Anyway, that went on for about 2 hours. Mm. And I thought, well, I better try and solve this bloody problem, right?
Yeah.
So I just start banging numbers into the calculator.
Crunching?
Yeah, crunching the numbers, you know. And then I thought, oh, I don't know what these numbers are. I'm just banging numbers in the calculator. You know, I thought I'd better look some stuff up, you know.
Yeah.
But then you can't find no information, so they don't want you to solve these problems.
No.
If they don't want you, the layman, because if you find out too much... If Robin is, do something on that, you know?
Yeah, Robin. I mean, of course, I do have the secret supply here. If
gas
things,
supply?
Yeah. Well, she's inside.
That's then. What I'm talking about in the football. You know, that's the gas supply.
That's the gas supply.
You know, use that. Use the farts on the pitch and in the crowd and somehow stick that in a pipe. That's what I wrote to the government
So,
have you any idea how many farts go off on a daily basis?
Yeah.
I said, look.
That's a letter you wrote to them.
Dear Quasi Kouambe.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not sure if that's his.
It's something
business
like that.
Secretary.
Yeah, the business.
Mrs. Guru, right?
Guru.
I says, all right. I says, hello.
All right,
there's an energy crisis.
Yeah.
Problems with the gas supply.
Right.
Full stop, right?
Yeah.
And then I said, in my next sentence, I says, have you any idea how many farts go off in a country, like, not only on a daily basis, but on a minute-by-minute basis?
Very clever.
Right? And under that, I put, no, you don't, right? And I says, well, I've been doing some calculations.
Crunching
numbers, right?
Yeah.
There's 60-odd million people in the country. Yeah. And let's say everyone does 21 farts a day.
A day,
right?
Blows off 21 times.
21 times, right? That's, and then I just said, I can't do that calculation. I says, but...
Get one of your boffs.
But it's loads, right?
Yeah.
It's loads.
And you did, to prove how many loads, you did loads of O's.
Loads, right? It's all there in the letter, right? Anyway, have you thought, I says, about getting a pipe sticking it up people's bums and then linking all the bums together on a big pipe. Oh, I put beauty
lots of bum heads,
a big pipe. And then letting everyone fart into that all day.
Yeah.
You can do it in shifts, I says.
Yeah.
And then put all that fart into a huge tank in a warehouse and then using that to light the cooker with. Have you thought about that? If you haven't thought about that, I says, then you should think about that.
Right.
And then that's the end of the letter. So we await his response, don't we?
Well, yes, we do. And in the meantime, we're going to see who gets the first response because...
Oh, this is what
this is what I wrote.
Oh, you wrote this one.
Dear Quasi Columbine, in brackets, not sure if that's a name, question mark. NB, apologies if this isn't your name. You know who I mean.
Yeah.
The business guru.
That's it.
My wife, Margaret, blows off probably 40 to 50 times a day. Oh, and they stink, I put.
Yeah, yeah, well, they would.
If she has...
Because of her diet.
Because of her diet, I put.
Yeah.
NB, we have an allotment and she's very keen on...
Quasi-quarting.
Quasi-quarting.
Apologies for mispronouncing your name. Quasi-quarting.
So, I said, especially if she's had the beetroot that we grow up there and the shallots. It stinks.
Stinks.
But apart from that...
Yeah.
We are very ecological.
Oh, yeah.
We use a drawer...
Well, you can still eat food that makes your fart sink and be ecological. Yeah. You know,
would you... That's what you can still... I'll put all that. Then I'll put, would you consider sticking a pipe up my Margaret's arse and circumventing the Gazprom problem coming from Russia? I am sure she could power at least two ovens at Harvester in Rice Lip. For example. I wait your response. I have CC'd...
Please do the numbers.
I have CC'd in the harvester in Ryslip. And look at that, we'll come back from the harvester.
Oh, Christ.
Dear
Mr. St. Mike.
Thank you
so much for your letter regarding your wife's
gas... Bumhole.
Bum and gas issue.
Yeah.
Like, not issue, but solution to our chronic gas problem.
Mm.
Yeah, we've been stitched up by Russia, it says here. And we are up for solution. Now, could we arrange a trial whereby your wife Margaret comes into our kitchen and we'll set her up like a throne or something like that, with like a commode seat.
Yeah.
With a hole cut out at the bottom, and we'll get a see-through pipe, about a plastic pipe thing, and we'll run that straight into the back of the cooker where the gas supply usually goes. If your wife could stuff herself with beetroot and shallots
before Tuesday afternoon,
and even during the trial.
Yeah.
To keep the supply high.
Yeah.
That would be most helpful.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, if we can cook for 3 hours on that supply, we really may have a solution.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for getting in touch. Yours, Brian
Harvest. From Harvest. And then he's put at the bottom the possible menu they might be able to offer for the early bird.
Yeah.
Chicken goujons should only take 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Gas Mark 7, right?
Well, it's a different strength, isn't it?
Different strength, of course it is. And it goes, chips, ? Could your wife's bumhole operate the fryer?
Well, she could potentially operate the fryer from the throne.
Yeah.
Like,
and then he's done a picture of the throne. I mean, it's a rudimentary sketch of what the throne could look like.
Well, but that's exactly what I had in mind.
Yeah, look, it's got an arrow there. Your wife sits here.
And he plastic pipe.
Bumhole there.
Yeah, plastic pipe goes up there.
Yeah, see-through. Why it has to be see-through?
Well, because you've got to see the guts.
You've got to
know what's going on in there.
And they've CC'd in Robin Ince and Professor Brian Cox.
Do you have a better solution?
Do you have a better solution? Well, I'll tell you now, I don't want Cox anywhere near my wife's bumhole.
No, all right.
Absolutely. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
My name is Eleanor Morton.
My name is David Reed.
Please join us as we present to you mysteries that have baffled the world.
You had any noises?
What about a door creaking?
No, you don't have to do it.
That weird kadoonk that going off makes for some reason in films.
All Rather Mysterious.
So you got a letter back from Quasar Quartain, didn't you?
Yeah, about
my letter.
Go on, about your letter. Well, how it ended up at my house, I do.
Dear St. Michael, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what immediately that's wrong. Very rude. Probably because we got his name wrong.
Do you think I would be in government if I hadn't thought about attaching pipes to people's bums? Siphoning the gas from people's arseholes into a big tank. Do you really think I wouldn't have been in government if I hadn't thought of that first of all?
Mm.
Do you think we're not already trialling this?
Yeah.
You know, we're already getting pipework together, see-through plastic stuff, and we're going to run it from people's arses into a great big tank that we got in a warehouse. Do you really think that I wouldn't have already sorted this out?
Rude.
Right, and on the back here, I've seen the letter that I wasn't supposed to get, right?
Oh, it's included there?
Some sort of error. Dear Head of Gas, I've received a letter from Angelos who says that we should run pipes from people's arses and catch their farts and put it in a tank. Please, can we do this straight away? Because I hadn't thought of it when I come into government.
Yeah.
And I want him to know that I have thought of it.
Yeah.
So I know he's bullshitting me because he included that bloody letter, which was a terrible mistake.
Erroneous.
That's exactly what that happens. Erroneous.
Because, you know, basically... Hold on. Please play.
You wrote a song about it, didn't you?
Crazy quarting. Attaching a pipe to Margaret's arse. I didn't want any trouble. I was only suggesting things I only wanted to ask. Solve the solution, the collusion with the Russian people. And then we stuck her up on a steeple. But it don't work, does it?
Well, you have another go.
Here we go.
I wrote to who? The Crazy Quartang with my problem of my bumhole. I went to the government. I said, you've got a problem with gas. They said, we know that. No, it doesn't work.
Hold on.
It doesn't work.
I spoke to the bloke at the Harvester pub. He said, "Away, here's the rub. We got no fuel to heat our ovens up this week.
Oh, no.
Get your wife on the stool. No. We'll shove a gas pipe and give it a tweak. Sat on the throne, the phone in her right hand." Yeah. You'll never believe it.
What?
Terrible! Oh,
we'll have another go later.
Sorry, guys. We've lost it later. With the songs.
No way.
I mean, because you won a Tony for that song you done about...
About gas.
Do you remember?
I've got the lyrics here, I haven't got the melody. I sold it to
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Probably Cinderella Show. Right.
Which is good. No, it's good.
Very good.
What the lyrics about?
Well, gas.
Gas lyrics.
So I went up.
There it is.
I tried to turn the radiator on today.
Yeah, that's it.
And I was turning and turning. I went, "Hey, hey. There's nothing going on here." So I went to the boiler. And I had a good look, and I thought, you ought to work by now. There's something going on with the gas supply. And there was, you know, it said bye-bye. There's no gas in my house. There's no gas in my house.
Yes.
It's been stopped by the Russians who have hoisted up the prices. And I think, oh, crisis. We're in a crisis. We've already gas prices. Mm. And all the gas prices are in a crisis. And I went home. The lyrics weren't great, but the melody was something else. So I sold it to Lloyd Webber.
Do you remember Tim Rice come back about it? Dear Angelos.
Yeah.
He's done it all with a flouncy pen.
Oh, with his italic pen.
Yeah, and he's come back and it's all lovely writing.
Mm.
Calligraphy.
Yeah, that's what they call it, isn't it?
From what's his name? Rice? Andrew Rice? What's his name?
Tim Rice.
From Mr. T. Rice, Esquire.
Yes.
Kensington is brought.
Yeah, SW14.
Dear Angelos, thank you so much for your lyrics for Cinderella and the gas crisis problem in Acton. Whilst we enjoyed the lyrics so very, very much, Andrew said, as you rightly pointed out, the melody was lovely.
Yeah.
But the lyrics leave something to be desired.
Well, that's why I've sent them to Rice, so that he could give me the once over.
And just give them the once over and adapt them.
Yeah.
The reference to someone called Barry's wife and her bumhole is not appropriate for a family musical in the West End.
How do they know?
Did you know that the West End is on its knees?
Yeah, on its arse
following the COVID crisis.
Oh, I did know.
Yeah, we did know.
That's why I'm trying to push something to get it off its arse. Thank you.
But a song which references a big lady's bottom with a see-through pipe in brackets to see the gas.
Yes, because of health and safety.
Because of health and safety.
It's a blue gas.
It's a big check by health and safety. We've
got a kite mark on it. I'll put the kite mark on myself. It's not cleared any.
Not anyway. But that aside, all the safety regulations, the lyrics are, and he's put there, he's crossed out shite.
Oh, yeah.
And he's put poor.
Oh, okay. So,
okay.
Well, he's toned it down.
Tim.
But I like a robust criticism. I like that.
I like
to know where I stand, you know, in the lyric writing industry.
Well, I mean...
An easy game to get into, let me tell you that.
No, not at all. I mean, do you remember when you sent them lyrics to Elaine Page?
Oh, Christ.
On radio, and you said,
yeah, go on.
No, hold on.
No, because she says, write me a song, right?
That's a competition, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a competition, right? And I says, all right, I'll write a song. But this is like buying a second-hand car. She said that she couldn't relate to it, right?
Oh.
And I said, I'm a man of the people, yeah. You know. And it went, I'm going to buy a second-hand car. I've searched up and down, near and far. I've gone to a shipping container in Essex Way, and I've met a man like Frank Butcher, and he said to me, how much will you pay? I said, as little as possible, you little old shit.
Yeah.
And he's gone, well, if you're going to start off like that, then you can forget it, right?
Yeah.
And I've gone, all right, I'm sorry, mate. I'm just making myself clear. Yeah. I won't take the bait.
Yeah.
And he's gone, all right, I understand. let's down tools and start again.
Like a man.
Yeah, like a man. I says, okay, go on, Dan. I'm just here to look at your bum. Yeah. He went, don't you talk to me like that, you prick. And I just sent it off like that.
Yeah, and you got a robust criticism back. What did she say? A vile letter. Look at it, the
language. Oh, listen, Jim Page, Radio 2, it says
all
that.
Woken out.
And all it says here, it says, Epiphemia, are you taking a fucking piss?
Yeah, nasty.
Right, I do a show on Radio 2. Right, I don't fuck about. I don't even know what it's like to buy a second-hand car. Yeah. I don't think any of my fans would buy that for me. Why don't you sell that to one of the boy bands?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, so I tried to sell it to Westlife, and I've never bought a second-hand car, neither.
I don't mind a bit of robust criticism.
Oh, I know you like robust.
I don't mind a bit of robust criticism. Mm. But I got in touch with that, you know, what's her name, Gloria Honeyford.
Yeah, you wrote a song all about, what was it?
Rip Off Britain.
Rip Off Britain, you wrote that song.
Which has Angela Rip On, ironically. Yeah,
she said that you wrote too much about Dominic, what's his name?
Cummings.
No, Dominic Wood, what's his name?
Oh, Dominic Littlewood.
Yeah, she said that she didn't like the references to Dominic Littlewood in the song.
Okay, so I sent... song lyrics.
They're in competition.
That maybe. Song. That's right. He does a thing about ripping off. And yeah. I wrote to Gloria Honeyford. I've always loved her work, Honeyford. Loved her work.
And I like her rip off stuff.
I love her rip off stuff.
I like her rip off stuff she does.
So I wrote.
It's a good place for her to have ended up in the rip off area.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got in touch with her. And then she pointed out, and it was a robust criticism. But
oh, you don't mind that?
Though. I don't mind that. I'm a little bit sensitive
about it. Oh, I know, but I like it.
Call a spade a spade.
Anyway.
There once was a chap called Little Wood who stayed at home pulling his pud. He liked to concentrate on rip off, but instead nearly pulled his tip off. As well, the better he played with it, you think it would.
Yeah.
He pulled and pulled it, he's not.
Is she the one you said to go?
He's the one that did just the job.
Oh dear. Did you commission you to write it?
Just on spec.
Oh, I see. Right, okay.
He said, he said, hold on, I'm contractually obliged. My contract says here I should be quite clear. I've got to and that's where it ends. But anyway, I sent it off to Gloria Honeyford. Look at this.
What do you think you were doing sending that off to her?
Well, I thought I was siding with her. Right, I thought it was a gentle piss take of Dom Littlewood
pulling his knob. Yeah,
now, okay. I pay my TV licence and I'd like to see Dominic Littlewood show up some of the charlatans.
Yeah.
Not what, stay at home masturbating all day? No, I don't pay my licence fee for that. And at the bottom I put, dear Gloria.
I hope you understand that I don't pay my licence fee. Do we even think about the fact that Dominic Littlewood's at home pulling his plonker?
You know, if people who do pay a licence fee... I dare say you do, Gloria. The thought
no, well,
of Dominic
she's exempt now.
Littlewood letting,
like you are.
Letting charlatans get away with dodgy deals while he's at home furiously hunched double masturbating. Tagging up makes me feel sick.
Yeah, it makes me feel
and
sick
I hope
as well.
You feel the same. Same.
Here's right. A song that sums that up.
Song lyric.
Please sing this on your show.
So she said, dear.
What's she saying?
Oh, well, she's furious. Robust criticism. She said, I have read your lyrics to Angela Rippon and Julia Somerville, and we were fucking disgusting.
Oh, Christ.
Where do you get off? Dom is a very good friend of mine. Yeah. And if the bald rip-off revealer chooses to spend his day, shivering a beauty, that is his business and not yours. Keep your lyrics to yourself. Mm. And do you know what she said about all my lyrics, all screwed up?
Oh,
on the letter.
Gosh, really?
Yeah.
She's bung them in her mouth, I see, because she's obviously bung them in her mouth and chewed them and spat them out again. Sent them back to you.
So if there's disgusting. Any rip off, it's Dom Littlewood not getting on with it.
Yeah, ripping one off at home.
The producers had to point out that at no point did TV's bald Avenger Dom Littlewood ever not contractually fulfil his rip off obligations.
And whilst he may spend time at home tugging away,
who knows?
We don't know.
We
they certainly aren't at liberty to say that he does.
Can I just say?
He might do it in a hotel.
At no point do we have any evidence.
Well, no proof of this.
No proof that
whatsoever.
That Dom.
And it's remiss of us to say.
It is remiss of us to say. And for that matter, Elaine Page never got in touch with a variety of strongly worded expletives.
Yeah, she never called me all them names.
No, she never did. But Margaret did run round a track and volunteered to have a pipe shoved up her ass for
and
the
that
harvester.
That was taken up by the harvester.
It was.
That was taken up by the harvester. Yeah, quite right. We await the results, but I will tell you this: the omelette I had from the harvester that was cooked
very
from
fluffy.
The gas from Margaret's bum
was
beautiful.
It was lovely.
It was beautiful.
Oh, it was beautifully done, wasn't it?
Anyway, this should have helped someone. I can't imagine what it wouldn't have done.
God!
Yeah.
Guys.
But this is Flimflam, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Christ. Tickle iceberg, this, mate.
Oh, this is... When we come off air now, we call it on air.
Yeah, which is on air.
This is on air. We're going to get to work on what is the real gold.
Yeah, the real stuff. The real revealing stuff.
Which is
all on the surface.
Yeah, it's for...
If you go to Patreons and look up Angela Sunbury, I don't actually know the details of the website, but it's something like that.
Something like that. Angela Sunbury.
Yeah,
you can...
There's some real gold, honestly.
There's all sorts.
Honestly.
So, look, guys, good luck in what's going to be the Winter of Discontent 2.
Yeah. We'll be there alongside you all the way.
Don't worry, if we can power this thing up.
Yeah, you're going to afford to.
And you know how good we are with technology.
Yeah, don't you worry about that.
Okay.
Bye. Come and find us on Patreon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hello, my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plot like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast app. Apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.